有我所不乐意的，在天堂里我不愿意去，有我所不乐意的，在地狱里我不愿意去，有我所不乐意的，在你们的世界里我不愿意去。
Before seeing Chinese director An Hui's latest offering, The Golden Era, I was compelled to do a bit of homework, because this biopic of Chinese writer Xiao Hong seemed pretty daunting to anyone who is not familiar with Chinese literary circles in the early 20th century. However, after a grueling 3-hour-long screening, I found these efforts totally unnecessary.
Every person has a pain, pain.哀伤、喜悦、哭泣，但每个人身上都有光，这种光让他们很独特，这是真正的魅力所在。
The Golden Era is along the same line of the director's usual creative impulse of telling stories from a feminine perspective.Her version of Xiao Hong is a girl who spent her entire life running away from patriarchal control, yet had to rely on men at each step she took. It was an era when traditional values began to dissolve along with the collapse of China's last imperial dynasty, but it was not at all a golden era for women.
我只愿蓬勃生活在此时此刻，见识那些我将要去的地方，都是我从未谋面的故乡，那些我将要见的人，都会成为我的朋友。
At about the age of 20, Xiao Hong eloped with a young man to escape her abusive father and an arranged marriage. Her conspirator of a boyfriend abandoned her when hotel bills swelled beyond their means.Confined by the hotel owner who threatened to sell her to a brothel, a pregnant Xiao Hong wrote to local newspaper asking for help. That was how she met Xiao Jun, a married man and the editor of the newspaper who later became her partner, both in life and in her literary career. With the encouragement of Xiao Jun, Xiao Hong began the life of a writer and gradually established her name among the literary circles. But eventually the couple split up.Due to different life choices, and Xiao Hong married another man a couple of years before she died of tuberculosis.
鲁迅先生家的花瓶里种的是几颗万年青。我第一次看到这花的时候，我就问过：“
这是什么？”“
这是万年青。”“
万年青？”“
对，它一直这样。”
The film was expected to include a panorama of Chinese literary figures of Xiao Hong's time and to offer an insight into that part of Chinese history. It was a reasonable expectation because the director had 3 hours to fill with nothing but the 31 year of Xiao's tragically short life. However, An Hui hardly paid any heed to characters other than the most important men in Xiao's life.As for the turbulent and eventful history, that was scarcely the concern for Xiao Hong the writer, and was therefore given minimum attention. The focus of the film remains on the fate of the female writer in relation to the men in her life.
每个人年轻的时候啊，都会觉得自己充满信心，然后很有勇气，然后告诉自己，永远不会放弃。但是其实呢，很少会有人有能力去面对生活给你带来的各种困难。
Some critics also lashed out at the director's experiment with the narrative format. Much of Xiao Hong's life remains a myth due to contradicting accounts offered by her contemporaries. These accounts are frequently brought up as interludes in the film, where the speakers often address the audience directly.Such arrangement may seem a bit strange and could create a false sense of authenticity. But The Golden Era is not to be mistaken for a documentary. It is merely a conduit for the expression of feminine ideas.
在那个年代虽然物质特别的匮乏，
但是我想大家心里都是积极的，都有特别多美好的幻想，让你觉得真正是一个激情飞扬的年代，因为大家都愿意去勇往直前，而且那个年代有无限的可能性，充满了创造力。
Lead actress Tang Wei is not to blame for a character that is constantly in sight but never in focus. She's done her best to portray a mystical woman within the constraints of the script. Feng Shaofeng, Wang Zhiwen and Zhu Yawen also present as much skill as is needed in the plot.
你对于爱的哲学是怎么解释呢？
什么哲学？爱便爱，不爱便丢开。
The Golden Era is a film for a niche audience. It is not likely to make much of a dent at the box office, but I'm sure it'll resonate among the most understanding critics and viewers.